settings, employees are often assessed on the Big Five personality traits to see how their unique strengths can enhance group dynamics. For businesses, it's crucial to grasp not just their operations and processes, but also the people behind them. Understanding the personality traits that influence employee behavior provides valuable insights for management. 1. Openness to experience. Inventive/curious versus consistent/cautious openness to experience refers to how much a person is intellectually curious, creative, and appreciative of art, emotions, adventure, and new ideas. It reflects a person's inclination towards imagination and independence, favoring a mix of activities over a rigid routine. When someone has high openness, it can sometimes come off as unpredictability or a lack of focus. People with high openness often pursue self-actualization by seeking thrilling experiences, such as skydiving, living in different countries, or engaging in activities like gambling. On the other hand, those with low openness tend to find satisfaction through persistence and are often perceived as practical and data-driven, sometimes even coming across as dogmatic or closed-minded. There's still some debate about how to interpret and understand the openness factor best. 2. Conscientiousness, efficient/organized versus easygoing/careless conscientiousness, which can be seen as the balance between being efficient and organized versus being easygoing and careless, is all about self-discipline and a strong sense of duty. It's the drive to achieve and succeed. This trait also encompasses planning, organization, and reliability. Individuals who score high on conscientiousness may sometimes appear stubborn or overly focused on details. On the other hand, individuals with low conscientiousness tend to be more flexible and spontaneous, but this can sometimes lead to a reputation for being sloppy or unreliable. 3. Extroversion, outgoing/energetic versus solitary/reserved extroversion is all about that vibrant energy, those positive vibes, and the knack for being assertive and sociable. It's the trait that makes someone talkative and eager to seek out fun in the company of others. When someone has high extroversion, they might come off as a bit attention-seeking or even domineering. On the other hand, low extroversion tends to create a more reserved and reflective personality, which some might misinterpret as aloofness or self-absorption. 4. Agreeableness, friendly/compassionate versus analytical/detached agreeableness refers to the tendency to be warm and cooperative rather than suspicious or confrontational with others. It reflects how trusting and helpful someone is, as well as their overall temperament. People who score high in agreeableness might sometimes come off as a bit naive or overly accommodating. On the other hand, individuals with low agreeableness often have a competitive edge. They may be perceived as argumentative or untrustworthy. 5. Neuroticism, sensitive/nervous versus secure/confident. Neuroticism is all about how easily someone can feel unpleasant emotions like anger, anxiety, depression, and vulnerability. It also touches on how emotionally stable someone is and how well they can control their impulses, often referred to as emotional stability when examining the lower end of the scale. People with a high need for stability tend to have calm and steady personalities. Still, sometimes they can come off as a bit uninspiring or indifferent. On the flip side, those with a low need for stability are often more reactive and lively, making them dynamic individuals. However, they may also be perceived as somewhat unstable or insecure. Personality development is all about engaging in activities that boost self-awareness and identity, nurture talents and potential, build human capital, and enhance employability. It also plays a crucial role in enhancing the quality of life and helping people achieve their dreams and aspirations. When we discuss personal development within institutions, we refer to the various methods, programs, tools, techniques, and assessment systems that support individual growth within organizations. This journey of personality development encompasses both formal and informal activities, placing individuals in roles such as leaders, guides, teachers, and managers to help them unlock their full potential. In essence, the process of enhancing or transforming